接下来请大家跟我一起站立，然后我们用中文念，接下来跟奎尼用英文念。
Next, let's stand up and read Chinese and then read English following me.
我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多的事上都有过失，若有人在话语上面没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。我们若把鲫鱼丸放在马嘴里，叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。看哪、啊、那船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样舌头在白体里头也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪、啊、最小的火能点着最大的树林，舌头就是火。在我们白体当中，舌头是一个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都是可以制服，也可以已经被人制服了，唯独这舌头没有人能够制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那位主为父的，又用舌头诅咒那照着神形象被造的人。赞颂和诅咒从一个口里出来，我们的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能够生橄榄树吗？葡萄树能够结出无花果吗？盐水里头也不能发出甜水来。
Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all talk stumble in many ways. If anyone who is never fault, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body intact. When we put bits into our mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal.Or take ships as example, although they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are sealed by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is the small part of my... Consider what is... The tongue also is the fire, the word of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person.Set the whole course on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed by men. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.Out of the same mouth came praises and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives, or grapevine bear figs? So this fresh water.
这句话真的是叫人容易知罪。让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，作为主里的弟兄姐妹，一起向你献上感谢。
Our Abba Father, we came to you.
神，今天我们祈求神你自己用你自己的话语跟我们讲话。
We pray that you would anoint us to preach your words.
因为你已经告诉我们，我们没有一个人能够制服我们自己的舌头。
For you told us that no one can tame our tongue.
所以我们只有把我们自己的舌头摆到你的前面。
We lay our tongues down.
祈求神你来制服我们。
Lord, you tame us.
今天早上你自己来跟我们讲话。
You teach us this morning.
使得我们每一个人在学完今天早上的信息之后能够得到造就。
We would be increased after this morning.
祈求神你自己的圣灵能够恩膏我。
Please anoint us with your Holy Spirit.
也能恩膏奎尼，当他用英文翻译的时候。
And anoint the translator.
让我们两个人能够合而为一的为你自己做证道。
So we can preach your word.
这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天我花了很多的时间让许多的人用不同的语言读了这一段的经文。
Today I'd like you to read the verses in many languages. We spent so much time on it.
希望经过这么长的时间大家都对这段经文有一个很深刻的认识和了解。
The point is that we can understand more deeper about it.
要注意到这里说到了这个经文提醒我们，我们做师父的意思就是像我们做主日学老师的，或者是我现在站在这里做正道讲道的，要在品行上面负责，要在灵里头效仿耶稣，要在言行上面一致，因为我们所受的判断更多更重。
It talks about the teacher such as the Sunday school teacher or the preacher at this pulpit that we shall maintain integrityfor we shall be judged more strictly.
之所以我们所受的判断会是被更重的，是因为我们不仅要为我们自己负责，我们更要是为别人负责。
For we are not only responsible for ourselves, we are also responsible for others we are teaching.
我们要为我们所影响的人负责。
We are responsible for all the people that we have influenced.
实际上这里所说的做师父的人不仅仅是指这些主日学的老师或者在台上讲话的人，而是包括你们作为父母的，你要教导你的儿女。
The teachers that mentioned here was not only the teachers in Sunday school or at the pulpit. It's also like your parents. You are the influencer of your children.
也有包括我们这很多人在工作岗位上也许是做经理的，你是培养训练别人的。
And also many of us are leaders at your business.
或者是在你的社会社区生活当中，日常的生活当中，你对一些人做影响的，你是在做师父的。
Or you have big influence or you are mentors in your community.
对这样的人，我们每一个人作为教导的，特别是作为主日学老师和在台上讲话的人，我们要特别的注重我们的言行。
So all of us should be very careful about what we say and what we do.
在这里头我们知道提到这个口舌，这个舌头这个器官啊，在我们的身体上面跟其他各种各样的器官相比来讲甚小。
Here it says that the tongue is one of the smallest organs in our body.
但是它的功效不管是好的功效还是坏的功效都是最大的，似乎跟它实际的这个大小不相称。
But it has nothing to do with its size. It can, can have big effect
for good or the worse.
For good or worse.
因为我们每个人用我们的口舌可以用来品尝这个美味佳肴。
By our tongues we taste the good food.
可是我们也用同样的这个口舌却去随地吐痰。
By the same tongue we speak everywhere.
我们的口舌是用来宣传我们的福音的，是颂赞那为主为父的，可是我们还是用同样的口舌去诅咒那照着神的形象所造的人。
Using our tongue we preach the gospel, we praise the and worship Lord, but we also curse man which was made in theimage of God.
这就是为什么说我们每个人在言语上面要特别的慎重，尤其是做师父的。
That's why we say we need to be specially careful on what we say and what we do, especially for your teachers.
我跟大家有做过这样的分享，有这样一个人说到，你们要宣扬耶稣，但在必要的时候才说几句话。
I shared with you earlier that there was someone saying that you should preach the gospel but only say a few words when it's necessary.
我们在这台上，我现在在这里站着跟大家分享这些神的信息的时候，我自己真的是很震惊啊。
I'm thrilled to stand here and preach the gospel.
因为假设我自己有这个机会能够不发出声音就能够传道的话，我宁肯一言不发。
If by any chance I can preach the gospel without saying a word, I would rather do so.
因为确实身教重于言教。
For it is more effective to act than to using verbal instructions.
可是我今天之所以能够有这个胆量站在这里跟大家分享神这段的时间，信息 实在是经过了几个小时的祷告，得到神自己的蒙恩恩膏，我才敢开口传扬。
I now have the faith to open my mouth to speak the words, only after I've been praying for hours.
因为在路加福音的四章十八节里头，神应许到说，主的灵在我的身上，因为他要用膏膏我，叫我去传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被那被掳的，使得他们得到释放，瞎眼的能够得到看见。
In Luke 4:18 it says, The Spirit of God is upon me. He anoints me for me to bring the people from captivity.
可是这样子的许多的应许才能够使得我能够今天放胆跟大家宣扬神自己的教训。
With all these promises, I can preach the words boldly.
所以我敢说，咱讲话是一种艺术。
So speaking is an art.
这个艺术，这个来源必须是要靠着上头的智慧。
And the source of the art is from heaven above.
我们的倾向是我们所说出的话跟我们的心是不合拍的。
And our tendency is to do different than what we say.
之所以不合拍，是因为我们的口是有一个功效，可是我们的心似乎有另一个功效。
And the reason that we always do the difference than what we say is that our heart has
have a different effect. 那在这里头，我要跟大家用一个笑话做个开头，大家可能更能够理解。
And I have a joke to share with you to start with.
有一个年轻的律师，他刚刚开办他的律师事务所。
And there's a young lawyer who just opened his practice.
有一次他看到一个顾客走进他的办公室，他就赶快拿起桌上的电话筒来。
One day he saw a man walk into his office, so he picked up the phone immediately.
然后他就大声地对着这个话筒说，哦，不行不行，这个案件至少得要你付5000块钱。
And then talk to the speakerphone. For this case, you have to pay $5,000.
如果没有5000块钱，我不干。
I wouldn't do if it's under this amount.
这位律师讲这句话的目的，当然是要让这位走进来的客户听见他办理这案件的价码，这样子好使他等一下讨价还价的时候呢，比较容易拿到高价。
The lawyer say that for the young man who is walking into his office to learn his price, so he can negotiate for a better price.
所以当这位顾客走近的时候，律师就问他，我能够为你做什么？
So when this person came close, the lawyer asked, what can I do for you, man?
然后这个人就说，哦，没什么，律师先生，我只是来这给你接上电话线的。
Oh, I just came here to connect your phone.
奇怪，你刚才怎么能够对着那个话筒讲话呢？你的电话我是不用了吗？
It is strange enough for me that you could using the phone already.
这个律师当然只有面红耳赤，无言对对。
So the lawyer was speechless.
我们人这个口和这个心不合拍的时候，导致的很容易就是两个结果。
When we do different than what we say, it leads to two results.
一个就是去说谎，或者另外一个去说流言蜚语。
One is to lie, the other is to spread the gossip.
所以今天呢，我们要先有从这两方面来理解，就是说我们的这个口是来自什么方面的，我们的这个心又是来自什么方面的。
Now we are going to examine where our words are from and where our acts are from.
因为我们之所以会去做这样的事情，是因为我们的心和口不合一。在中国话有一叫做口是心非。
We do so because there's no integrity between what we say and what we do.
所以呢，就是因为有心跟这个口不合拍，我们的口说出来的是一样，可是我们的心却没有讲出来的这个基础。
For the lack of the integrity, that's why we say one thing, but we cannot keep that word.
首先我们来看看这里头传道书的第五章第一节 Ecclesiastes.
Let's first look at Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1 through 3.
因为很多人认为说既然讲话是一个艺术的话，那所以你就学会怎么去讲话就可以了。很多人就把它理解，故意把它理解偏，说这讲话的艺术就是骗人的艺术。
Some people say, since speaking is an art, it's just how you manage this art. And some people even think that the art of speaking is just art of lying.
所以耶稣神他创造我们人的时候，他早就知道了我们心跟口是不一致的。
When God created man, he understood that we will be lacking the integrity.
And there is an inconsistency between the tongue and the heart.
And inconsistency.
所以难怪呢，耶稣在他讲完最普遍的这个怒气和邪量，就是讲这两个大罪的时候，他就马上提到一般人我们常讲的骗话。
So that's why he mentioned about the lies that we often make.
因为人之所以会说骗话，是因为他是出自于这个内心的诡诈。就是出自于那个恶者。
When a man lies, it's from the evil.
就好像前面所说的，杀人啊、放火啊、淫乱啊等等的，这些都是出自于内心的怒气和淫念。
It's just like to kill, to commit adultery. It's all from the evil.
只不过这个怒气和这个淫念还都只是属于人情感上面的罪。
I'd like to be angry and to commit adultery is all from our emotional drives.
可是出于这个口上面诡诈是属于思想上的罪。
But to lie from our spirit.
所以神在这里头他讲到说，你到神的殿要谨慎你的脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人的献祭。他们本不知道所做的是恶，那你在神面前不要冒失的开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地上，所以你的言行要寡少，事物要多。
The Bible says, guard your steps when you go to the house of the God. Go near to listen, rather than to offer sacrifice of false, who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to alter.Anything before God.
神这里说，你所说的每一句话，不管是真话还是假话，神都是知道的。
God is saying here that no matter what you say, a truth or lie.
而他知道我们的倾向是去说一些跟现实违背的话。
And he knows our tendency to lie.
所以他说，你在讲话的时候要仔细，要小心。
That's why he says, be careful when you speak.
然后当你要实在必要必须讲话的话，那至少你要少讲话。
And let your words be few.
中国话还有另外一个字叫做言多必失。
And Chinese also say that
when you talk too much, you have a tendency to make more mistakes. Yeah.I'm trying to use a lot of Chinese words, and that's very, very tough to interpret. Thank you. 因为我们心口不一致的时候，你没有一个心作为基础，那你所讲出来的东西就不一致。
When we lack the inconsistency of what we do and what we say, we will lose the balance in our mind. So.That's why we would have the tendency to lie.
所以中国话有一句还一句话说，这个人如果是骗人的话，他活得很累。
In Chinese, we also say, one suffers a lot if he lies every day.
他为什么很累呢？因为他所讲的跟事实不一样的话，他就不断的要把它弥补，要把它说全，但是总要记住，但是总是说不全吗？
Why does he suffer? Because he has to make up things to.Keep the inconsistency to match.
所以这圣经上的经节警告我们，警醒我们，说我们每说一句话的时候，我们要嘴巴里头说出来的是根据心里头所想的。
That's why here the Bible warns us that we have to say according to our heart.
不要口是心非，表里不一。
Do not be inconsistent.
你要让你这个心由神来给你管辖，你这个口就会很容易的受你的心来管辖。
Let God guard your heart, so your mouth will be in line.
因为在另外一段的地方，圣经里头经节还讲到，它是以弗所书四章二十九节，神警告我们说，他说你们污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要谁是说话造就人的好话，叫听见的人能得益处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，因为你们原是受了他的印记，等候救赎的日子来到，让一切的苦毒、愤怒、恼恨、喧闹、诽谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们的当中除掉。
Ephesians 4:29 says, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
神接下来他说，他知道我们人倾向于说谎，倾向于说多话，说错话，那么他说还不能说脏话，在这里头讲了，因为这些都是出自于内心的，我们内心没有受到神的控制的时候，嘴巴所说出来的也没有能够得到神的控制。
It teaches us to get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger. If we have those in our hearts, we would speak the wrong thing.
所以说幸福驯服这个人的口呢，就如同驯服虎狮一样的难。
So we say taming the tongue of man is as hard as taming lions.
因为这个舌头它所能做的这个罪，原不是虎狮所能够做到的，连虎狮它所去侵犯人的这种罪都没有能够相比。
For the sin that a tongue can do, not even a line can compare.
刚才 John Graber 跟我们分享说，有人犯了谋杀罪。
John Graber shared with us that someone committed murder.
实际上嘴巴也能够杀人的哦。
Even a tongue can kill.
因为有些人就是受不了别人的讲话自杀了。
There are someone who suicide because of others gossiping.
还有许多的话是因为他们的诽谤啊，他们的这种这里头第四节第四章就第三十节讲的苦毒、愤怒、恼恨、喧闹、诽谤这一类的这种苦毒，神早就知道了，我们每个人会借着这嘴巴发出来的。
And God already knows men would speak out of their own bitterness, rage, anger, slander.
这就是为什么神在这个雅各书第一章第二十六节他讲到我们人的这个舌头跟我们的心不合拍。
That's why in James 1:26
这里说，如果有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反去欺哄自己的心，这个人的虔诚是虚的。
James 1:26 says, If anyone considers himself religious, and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless.
我们不能够口是心非，表里不一，我们必须要使这个舌头和这个口一致起来。
We have to keep a consistency among the tongue and our behavior.
这个要借靠的是诗篇的十九章十四节讲到说，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，都能够在你的面前得蒙悦纳。
In Psalm 51:10.
No, 19:14.
Okay. The Lord is my rock and my refuge.
My redeemer.
May the words from my mouth and may the thoughts in my heart be pleasing before you. That's what Psalms 19:14. I don't have the English version there.
我尽量的用很多的圣经的章节，因为我自己的言语表达真的是没有办法比得上圣经自己的话语。
I try to use as many Bible verses as possible, for my words cannot compare with the words.
因为神知道，他说我们每一个人，这个心跟口是不一致的。是有它的来源，之所以不一致，是我们的心没有让神得到管制，所以我们的口呢也很难去接受神的管制，因为口是从心里来的，应该是。
God knows that we have a difficulty to keep the consistency, for our heart is hard to be guarded by the God, and
所以要使这个心口如一的话，我们只有去向神仰望，祈求神。所以呢，大卫他给我们树立了一个很好的榜样。大卫王自己在诗篇51:10，他说：神啊，求你来造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
51:10。In Psalm 51:10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
因为他知道，如果他要讲一个是一个好的能造就人的话，他必须要有一个什么清洁的心。
For we have to have a pure heart in order to speak the words that are helpful for others.
A pure heart,
而且他需要有一个正直的灵
and also a steadfast spirit.
当你把心和口都得到神自己的管制的时候，心和口就自然能够一致。
When our hearts and a tongue are guarded by God, they will be inconsistent.
如果你的心愿意随着自己的心思意念、自己的想法、自己的做法去做的话，你这个心就没有办法来引导你的口说造就人的话。
If we do by our human flesh, we cannot do what we say.
而当你愿意让你的心交托给神，让他来。造你这个清洁的心，使得你这个灵能够得到神给你摆正摆直，你的话语自然流露出来的是跟心一致的。
If we submit our hearts to God, He will guard our heart and He would make our behavior be integrity with our words.
因为这世间有许许多多的人他都会来教你说怎么样才能够讲好话，因为讲话是一门艺术，人人都会来跟你讲。
For there may be many people trying to teach you how to master the art of speaking.
戴尔·卡纳基是人人都了解的家喻户晓的一个公众演说家，也是一个成功的企业家。
Carnegie is a famous speaker.An entrepreneur.
那他写的很多书很多人都读过了。
And many people have read his books.
他的很多的说法非常的好。
He has some very good points.
就是在讲话的时候的艺术。那世界上还有其他许许多的人也都是演说家，都是这个在讲话上面有许多研究考究的人，他会教你怎么样去讲话。
And there are many, many other famous speakers who are teaching how to master the art of speech.
但是如果你要去学这些讲话的艺术，只是去学这个方法的话，只是去学习别人跟你讲说这样的情形你讲什么样的话，那样的情形你讲什么样的话，你只学到了这个讲话艺术的皮毛。
If you are just trying to learn from those books how to make a great speech, you are just learning the small end of speech.
因为真正要学习掌握这个讲话的艺术，要像圣经里头所教导我们的。
The real art of speech can be only learned from the Bible.
因为 I have talked a lot of the script, so I'm sorry. 因为呢，这个讲话，如果你不是从心里头控制，不是圣经里头教导你的，说你要心要照着神我自己的旨意，你这嘴巴自然就能够照着我的心来向人讲话，就能造就人。
If your tongue is not in line with a pure heart, you would make mistakes.
所以呢，今天我要跟大家分享，是从属灵的角度上讲，讲话的时候要锻炼哪几种基本功。ABC.
That's why I'm teaching you the ABC skills for taming the tongue.
第一个呢，就是说我们做师傅的人呢，不要自以为然。
A is avoid presumptuousness.
换句话说呢，就是不要自以为自己有这个资格去做师傅，要去教别人。
Do not take the position of being a teacher.
因为你要知道，如果你要去教导别人的话，在属灵的里头，这个资格要来自神。
Do not take the position of being a teacher until God has placed you.
所以为什么每次有人教你说你要不要来带领主日学的人，他都说你要祷告一下，看看神有没有带领你来教导别人。
That's why if we want to invite a person to be a Sunday school teacher, we ask them to look upon.The Father,
and pray about it.
不然的话，你自己就会冒险，因为你要多受评判。
For you increase your liability for judgment.
第二点呢，就是说我们要学会去勒住自己的口舌。
B is bridle, your tongue.
因为你刚开始的时候是以为说勒住自己的舌头的意思就是说你句句话每一次讲话都要非常的谨慎，不敢多余。
Taming your tongue is like to watch carefully that we do not say we should not speak.
实际上不是这意思，而是说你这个嘴巴讲出来的每一句话每一个词，你要想一想你的心里头是不是真的跟神的心意是一致的。
Monitoring every word we speak, see if it will serve the advance, it will be helpful to others.
因为彼得前书的三章十节这样讲到，人如果爱生命，愿显美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
First Peter 3:10 says, For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech.
因为人只有是禁止的舌头不去出恶言，这个嘴唇不去说诡诈的话，他所表现出来的这个心是正直的心，这样子你的心就是控制你的舌头所表现出来这个心啊，像好像是有味道一样。
The fragrance of your heart should be sincerity, truthfulness, respectfulness, and honesty.
那这个心的味道是什么呢？就是他讲的是真诚，是人用心，是尊重，是诚恳，是礼貌。
It is the sincerity, truthfulness, respectfulness, and honesty made the fragrance of your heart.
如果你要是有了这一些的基本的心必须具备的这个正确的味道的话，你哪怕你就是举动很笨拙，你的嘴巴很这个不会讲话，口齿不伶俐的话， 绝对不会有人责怪你。
With this, even though you don't have to worry, even you say something wrong.
我们人的倾向是以为说，既然讲话是个艺术，我们好好把这个讲话的艺术给他学好，我们能够会讲话就行。
Our human tendency is to try to just master the art of speech.
可是真正的会讲话是回到这个讲话的根本，是这个心是在哪里？你的这个心是正还是不正？
Our tendency is try to speak beautifully, but the truth of speech is from a pure heart.
第三点是总要去说好话。
C is command and confidently speak well of others.
在哥罗西书的四章第六节里头讲到，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像是用盐调和，就可以知道该怎样的回答个人，不要去吹毛求疵，无中生有。这前面只是这一章，你的言语要常常带着和气，好像盐调和。哥罗西书四章六节。
Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone."
就换句话说，就是说，对别人一定要总是说好话。
In other words, we shall always speak well of others.
不是说当你需要去讲这个现实真理的问题的时候啊，你还去讲甜言蜜语，不去讲原则，不是这意思。
It's not to say that you would use the sweet words when you are talking about truth.
而是说你作为一个主里的信徒，你知道别人也是主里的信徒，是照神的形象创造，哪怕他不是一个信主的人，你对待他是要用带着和气，好像是用盐调和的这样子的方式去跟别人对答。
But you talk to another person with grace.For you respect them as the image of God.
我总是有这样的思想，说我们作为基督徒，有些时候真的也没有学好怎么样来讲话。
I always feel that as Christians, we never prepare to speak well.
那我只有经过今天这个正道的准备的时候，我才真正的理解到了，哦，原来学会讲话的艺术不是去学讲话的方法。
Just until I prepare for this sermon, I realized that mastering the art of speech is not to learn the ways of making a beautiful speech,
而是学会讲话的方的根本基本的这个条件是要学会怎么样去了解自己的心是在哪里，自己的心是不是得到了神的掌管。
Yet the basics is to examine if your heart is in line with God and is guarded by God.
就像大卫反复的说的，是求神你要造一个洁净的心，使我在里面有一个正直的灵。
As David said, create me in a pure heart, create Give me a pure heart, O God.
如果没有这样的基本条件的话，你学再好的讲话的方法，你也没有办法去宣言神的信息。
Without these basics, no matter how good a speaker you are, you cannot preach the gospel and truth.
所以，尤其是今天讲这话。了解到我们作为主里的弟兄姐妹，是要学会用神自己的话语来造就彼此。
Our folks in we shall learn to help each other through our words.
嗯，我们所学习这是神自己的话语，所以我今天用的是许许多多的经节上面的内容，原文原字。
I quoted so many verses, for us to learn the God's words.
因为我真是发现，没有更好的语言能够比得过圣经来
教导我们学会讲话。
For there are no other words can teach us better.
在座的当中，有很多人也许要学会夫妻之间如何的来讲话，造成自己的教导。
Many of us may need to learn how to master the art of speaking within your family, between your spouse.
有些人可能是在工作上面的工作场所，你需要学会更恰当的按神的教导来讲话。
And someone may need to learn to speak well in public and in your business.
我跟你保证，每一个人学会怎么样讲话，是一个人他这一辈子能不能成功的一个决定因素。
I tell you the truth that how a man speaks determines how far he will success.
我再跟大家讲一句中国话，说起来也不是很好听。他们说有些人说这个人他之所以坏，之所以败，就败在这张嘴上。
There's another Chinese saying that
one is not successful or doesn't know the secrets of successful living is because he doesn't know how to master his own tongue. Because 我要讲这个意思是什么呢？就是说我们如果人学会了怎么样的讲话，是按圣经的这个道理学会了怎么样讲话的话，你为你的一生都做好了很好的预备。
The point I'm trying to make here, if we follow God's words and in line with His words, we prepare the success in our future.
如果我们每一个人没有把这个心跟神的心对直起来的话，我们怎么也学不好讲话的艺术。
If we are not in line in our heart with God's words, we can never master the art of speech.
但是当我们的心和口都跟神的心意一致的时候，我们的一生会是平坦无阻的。
But if we have the heart and the tongue according to God's words, we will have a peaceful life and success ahead of us.
你的家庭生活也一定更加的美满。
And you will have a more abundant life in your family.